USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over.
President Biden marking the end to the 20-year U.S. war in Afghanistan. The president addressing the nation from the White House, calling it the longest war in American history. As far as the U.S. citizens that are still trapped in Afghanistan, Biden says,
and for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
Americans are losing a ton of money to COVID-related fraud. The FTC saying that number comes in at around $545 million since the start of last year. Nearly 589,000 pandemic-related complaints were filed between January 1, 2020 and August 30th of this year. The average American losing nearly $400. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The top Republican in the House is not happy with how we left Afghanistan.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is criticizing the Biden administration for the results of the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The California Republican told Fox News that the White House has created another Syria.
These decisions that have been made, this is the accountability that we need. This is why Congress should be in session. This is the information we should have. And wherever this information takes us, that's when we should take our action about people resigning and others. Because you now have an administration made up of individuals that brought us Syria that is now creating another Syria in the Middle East.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The squad led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pushing President Biden to replace the chairman of the Fed Reserve. Former President Trump nominating Jerome Powell as Fed Reserve chairman in 2017, but his term is up in February. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A California teacher is being investigated by her school district for suggesting her students pledge allegiance to the pride flag. English teacher Kristen Pitson works for the Newport Mesa Unified School District and posted a video on TikTok explaining she packed up her American flag during the pandemic because it made her feel uncomfortable and has yet to find it and put it back up. When a student asked where they should stand attention, Pitson said she said they could pledge allegiance to the pride flag hanging on the wall. Going a little bit more in depth on the Afghanistan withdrawal, veterans are stepping up to make sure no one is left behind in Afghanistan.
Leaving our brothers and sisters behind in a foreign country amplifies how poorly President Biden has handled the deadly exit in Afghanistan. One patriot has stepped up to do what the federal government has failed to do, get Americans and her allies out of country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has spent decades in the Army Special Forces. He tells Fox News his teams have been extracting people out of Afghanistan and is a glimmer of hope to those left behind by the commander-in-chief.
We're reposturing to do recovery operations now that the airport's been abandoned. We've already started moving families out. We got one family out of an Afghan-trained Green Beret. His wife went into labor at the Taliban checkpoint. We've already moved her out of the country and we'll be reuniting him within the state soon.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.